Democrats are sorting out where they stand on many issues now that they control Congress, so this week we've been talking to a variety of lawmakers. This morning we meet Yvette Clark, a newly elected member of Congress from Brooklyn, New York. Like many lawmakers, she represents a district that is heavily weighted toward her party. We reached the new lawmaker in the midst of a busy day in Washington.
Well, today I started with a meeting with Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She meets with the freshman members of Congress occasionally. And following that, the freshman members of the caucus met with one another. Following that, I had a meeting with the Congressional Black Caucus, and now I'm on the telephone with you, Steve.
Well, it must be quite a variety of people when you look around that room full of freshman Democrats.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, we have some very liberal members, and you also have people like Brad Ellsworth of Indiana or Heath Shuler of North Carolina, who would be seen as moderate to conservative.
Yeah, we definitely span the spectrum, but I think that you'll find that in any party. You'll find, those who are to the extremes of the right and the left on both sides of the aisle.
Is liberal a word that you accept for yourself?
I guess so. It's all relative. I would put myself towards left of center.
What's your district like in Brooklyn?
Oh, it's very diverse. We have extreme wealth, abject poverty. We have every major religion represented there. Certainly, it's a unique blend of longtime stakeholders and new Americans, many immigrants. It's very diverse.
Is there something that you will be seeking for the members of your district that goes beyond the initial steps that Democrats are passing now through the House, the minimum wage increase and so forth?
Well, there are real issues around housing and the pressures in the housing market, the pressure that has mounted to create opportunities for affordable housing is at an all-time high right now.
And we should mention a lot of parts of the country over the last decade had an increase in their home prices, but New York City was almost insanely so.
That's right. That's right. It's huge. It's unbelievable.
Now, what will you be seeking on that issue, if anything, from the United States Congress?
Well, I think that there has been this stalemate around Section 8, which in an urban area like mine has been sort of the first rung on the ladder for many in the working class and the working poor to get their foothold in the housing market.
Section 8 is federal subsidies for rent, right?
That's right.
For people below a certain income level.
That's right. That's right. And I know that if we have an opportunity, and I know we will, there'll be a lot of conversation about this because it's not only New York City, it's places like Washington, D.C. and other urban areas.
Earlier this week, we spoke with Patrick Murphy, who is one of your fellow freshman Democrats.
Yes.
He's representing, as you may know, Bucks County and some surrounding areas in Pennsylvania, upscale suburbs. He's a member of the Blue Dog Democrats. They're a little more conservative. They're worried about the budget deficit. But I wonder if, as you push for more assistance for the poor, and he pushes for a balanced budget, if you guys are going to have some discussions to have along the way.
I'm sure we'll have to have discussions along the way. We want to make sure we create as many win-win scenarios as possible, and we want to be fiscally responsible. I don't think the two are mutually exclusive.
You mentioned that one of your other meetings on this day that we're speaking was with the Congressional Black Caucus.
That's correct.
Do you think that African Americans, by and large, have been entirely comfortable in the Democratic Party in recent years?
I think that there are certainly have been challenges along the way that need to be addressed head on. And again, I'd like to think that we have a new day, a new moment, a new hour. And I can say that certainly I'm bringing my unique chemistry to this body, and I will be very vocal in letting folks know when they're stepping on my corns.
Well, let me make sure I understand where you stand. You're saying you're hoping for better things.
Yes.
And you were even saying that you expect better things.
That's right.
Would you go so far as to say the Democratic Party had better deliver better things?
I think that it only makes us a better party when we deliver better things, when we include everyone in the deliberation, and that their voice is a part of the chorus.
Well, Congresswoman Clark, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Steve, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
And we'll continue our conversations tomorrow as we talk to a man whose job is to conduct the chorus. Congressman James Clyburn is the Democratic whip. That means he's the man charged with keeping the Democratic caucus in the House voting the same way as much as he can.